Victoria is considering a world-first change to its reproductive technology laws. The government has released a discussion paper which proposes that donor-conceived people be given the right to know the identity of their egg or sperm donor, even if that person wants to remain anonymous. In Melbourne, Tom Nightingale reports.
A few years ago, when she would do something like look in the mirror, Lauren Burns had questions that couldn't be answered.
I suppose that as human beings, as we look in the mirror, we often notice attributes, might be looks, it might be personality or interests or aptitudes that we can trace back to other people in our family.
She was conceived with a sperm donation and has now found out who her biological father is. She says donor-conceived people can feel grief and loss not knowing who they are.
Donor-conceived people, half of that is literally missing and they might have no idea what their ethnicity is or what their heritage is, in both, I guess, a social and a medical context as well.
Today, the Victorian government has released a discussion paper. If the proposals in it are enacted, Victoria will be the only place in the world where donor-conceived people can find out the identity of the donor, regardless of when they were born, even if the original donation was anonymous. The changes are separate to other reforms which take effect this week. The Victorian branch of the Australian Medical Association is concerned. The president, Dr. Tony Bartone, says people's anonymity should be respected.
The decision was made based on one of anonymity being protected. Whether or not contact ensues is really secondary. It's the release of that information which identifies the donor.
Lauren Burns feels the medical concern could, in some cases, be personal.
The Australian Medical Association have unfortunately been very unsympathetic towards the outcomes for the donor-conceived people that they helped create. I think there's a bit of they need to look at some of, I guess, the ethical responsibility there towards some of the impact that's had. There's also potential for a bit of a conflict of interest in that a lot of the donors who were recruited into the programs actually were from the medical professions as well, so we don't know where there might be a personal conflict of interest there amongst some of those spokespeople.
Roger Clark donated sperm in the 1980s.
They gave you the option, well, they certainly gave me the option at the time to decide whether I wanted my anonymity protected, and it came in the form of a question that asked, would you ever be prepared to meet any of your offspring, yes or no? And I was quite happy to tick the yes box on that.
He's met two of the five children his donated sperm helped to create.
In my view, the balance must lie with the rights of the child. The issue of anonymity is a very sensitive one for many donors, and there are many who are quite disturbed by the idea that this anonymity might be cast aside. But in all of that, I believe that the rights of the child must prevail to the extent that each child born from donor conception ought to have the right to know who their biological parents are.
State government backbencher Anthony Carbines told the ABC's RN Breakfast there will be safeguards so donors aren't contacted against their will.
If they don't want any contact, they can express that right. And the information about them is only provided to the donor-conceived person if they sign a waiver agreeing not to make contact with that donor. Also, there will be sanctions under law for people who breach those commitments.
People conceived using a sperm or egg donation can be fined almost $9,000 if they breach the ruling. Roger Clark thinks that's too severe.
In a way, it erodes the sensitivities, the goodwill and the good intentions that have been building up with this argument. And I was a bit concerned about that.
Public comments are due by early September. The government's aiming to introduce legislation to the Victorian Parliament before the end of the year.
Tom Nightingale reporting.